How is this body doing in this moment? Checking in. What is happening right now? And can there be just a little more ease, inviting just a little more ease into the body, into the mind, into the heart? Is there tension anywhere we can sense? Can we relax, soften, let go just a little bit, just a little more? And invite gentleness, an expression of metta, to just simply be here, not forced, but we make space for it, making a little more space. Allowing the breath to move on its own. Doesn't have to be controlled, deep, or any particular way. Let the breath just move simply as it does. And let there be awareness of the body. Awareness of the body sitting in space. Opening gently, kindly to the awareness of body in space. With friendliness, body as a friend, this body, it's doing its best. It's doing its best. Even if its best might look like pain, difficulty, challenges, sprains, injury, it's doing its best. May my body be happy. May my body be peaceful. May my body be well. And settling, stabilizing ourselves in this sense of embodiment, body here, not forced. And if it's too much right now to wish well for the body, it's okay. You can just feel the body gently. And allowing ourselves to settle just a bit more in stillness, in kind stillness with the breath. Settling into the body, into the heart space. Again, as if we're allowing, inviting the heart to soak in warm waters of metta. It's okay, dear heart. You might be a bit rusty, crusty, hard. It's okay. You can soak. You have time. You have time. We have time. No rush. No rush. Thank you. I would like to invite you, if you would, as we settle into the body, the heart space, relaxing the body and the heart, to invite someone who is easy to have metta for, to have kindness, friendliness, affection for. Someone with whom you have an uncomplicated relationship. Not so many chores or expectations. Sometimes children or babies are really good candidates. Or if you have teenage children, maybe when they were babies or young. Also pets are good candidates, friends, benefactors. People who've been supportive, kind to you. Someone who's easy, easy to love, easy to have kindness, affection for, wish well for. You wish them well. You want them to be happy. Invite that being. Invite that being into your heart space. Hi, nice to see you. Hi. And if you're going through the Rolodex, old term, but choose someone. It's okay. Later you can work with someone else. It's okay. Just choose some being right now. Invite them and sit with them for a moment. Just feel their presence in your heart space. And notice how you feel, how your heart, your body, your mind feels in their presence, in your mind's eye, in your heart space. Noticing what comes up for you in their presence. Maybe you feel a little safer, a little more relaxed. Maybe a smile shows up. Maybe your body feels just a bit of gladness. Could be very subtle. This is it. This is metta. It's not complicated. This is it. And from this sense of connection, this sense of connection with this being, let there be a sense of goodwill for them, your friendliness, which is already here. Let it flow. Wishing them well. And I offer the classical phrases. One version of them, the four phrases you might be familiar with, and you're also welcome to use your own phrases if you have them. May you be safe. May you be safe, dear one. May you be safe from inner and outer harm. Feeling into your wish for their safety, fully knowing that the world is not completely safe, but it's not about attachment to outcome, this wish. It's about offering them your goodwill, your care. I wish you well. May you be safe from inner and outer harm, dear one. Lingering for a moment with the felt sense. Again, without attachment, but with a felt sense of wishing them safety. No strings attached. The second metta phrase. May you be happy. May you be happy and joyful. Dear one, may you have joy in your heart. May you have mental happiness. I wish you happiness. Lingering with the felt sense of wishing this being happiness. And the third phrase, may you be healthy, dear one. May you be healthy and strong. May you have physical happiness, physical well-being. May you be healthy. And the fourth phrase of metta. May you have ease. May your life unfold with ease. May you take care of yourself happily. May you be peaceful. Any of these nuances. May you have ease, dear one. May you have ease. Perhaps imagining them having ease, feeling into the swish. May you be safe from inner and outer harm. May you be happy and joyful. May you be healthy and strong. And may your life flow with ease. Reciting them silently, the phrases can help. Sometimes, especially at the beginning of the practice, like a thread, continuity thread. May you be safe. Make sure you're still connected in your heart. You have invited them into your heart space. You see them, you feel them. That's really primary. That's where the phrases come out of. See them, feel them. If you're visual, if you're auditory, hear them. Connect with this being. And from the felt sense of the connection, let the phrases flow. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you have ease. And now, let yourself see this dear being looking at you, holding you with kind eyes. Just as you care for them, you wish them well. They too, they want the best for you. They wish you well. They have kind regard, kindness for you. They hold you, they look at you with kind eyes. They wish you well. They want you to be happy. And can you allow yourself to receive this kindness? Don't shut it down, don't put up a wall. Receive it like healing rays of sun. Receiving their kindness, not getting in the way. Softening. If there is any resistance, softening. It's okay. You can trust goodness. And imagine them saying these phrases of goodwill, of kindness for you. This being says, maybe in words, maybe in feelings, may you be safe. May you be safe. Saying to you, and let yourself receive it. Oh, may I be safe. Oh, and let that land. May I be safe from inner and outer harm. Let that land in your heart, in your body. I wish myself safety as they wish safety for me. May I be safe. May this being who is me be safe from harm. Again, fully knowing that there's impermanence, change, but it's a wish, receiving this wish for yourself. May I be safe. See how that feels in your body to receive a wish for safety. It's just the goodwill, it's just the kindness. Somebody wishing you safety, and you too wishing yourself safety. And now, with the second phrase, seeing this dear being holding you with kind eyes, saying, feeling, vibing, may you be happy. May you be happy, so-and-so, dear so-and-so. Put your own name. May you be happy. And let yourself receive the wish of happiness. Ah. Let yourself soak it in. Like rain on a desert floor. Soak it in. Let it moisten your heart. May I be healthy. May I be happy. May I be happy. Ah, I wish myself happiness. As this dear being does. May I be happy. Let it moisten your heart, your whole body. And the third phrase. Again, seeing this dear being holding you with kind eyes. May you be healthy. May you be healthy, dear so-and-so. Put your name. Receiving the wish for your health. May I be healthy as much as possible, as much as available. May I be healthy. Breathing it in. May I be healthy. A wish of goodwill for my own body. May I be healthy. And the fourth phrase, again, seeing them wishing you ease. May you have ease, dear one. May you have ease in your life. Putting your own name. They wish you ease. Unfolding of ease in your life. And receive the wish as a gift. As if you're taking a cool shower in a hot day. Ah, cooling, comforting. Receive this wish, this refreshing, healing wish. May I have ease in my life? I wish that for myself. Not attached to it. Not wanting, not expecting it to happen, but just wishing. Out of goodwill, may I have ease. Friendliness to myself, may I have ease. May I have ease. No strings attached. Simple wish, may I have ease. May I be happy, may I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I have ease? May I be safe? May I be happy? May I be healthy? May I have ease? No strings attached, simple wish. Lightweight. And as we bring this sitting period to a close, perhaps in your mind's eye, bowing to your dear person, wishing them well, wishing both of you well. May both of us be safe, happy, healthy, and have ease. And allowing yourself to feel your body in case the connection with the body was not so present, feeling the breath, sense of embodiment. May there be safety, happiness, health, and ease. So, for today's sitting practice, the arc that I followed, and I invite you to follow if you wish, we started with sense of embodiment, really building on yesterday's practice with the body, wishing well for the body. Started with embodiment, wishing well for the whole body, and then after some stabilizing, I invited you to bring a dear being into your heart space, your mind's eye, and wishing them well. So priming the heart where it's easy, so with someone who's really easy. And then turning it around, seeing that they wish well for you, they hold you with kind eyes, and receiving metta, so important, receiving it from them. Then adding your own goodwill to theirs. Oh, as they send it to you, then, oh, you send it to yourself, you receive it for yourself. So you can practice today, if you wish, leaning into giving metta to a dear being. You can stay there for a whole sit if you wish, if that feels juicy and it's really, the heart is really flowing. You can also then transition to seeing them giving you metta and then adding your own metta to theirs, receiving with them. You can do that for a whole sit if you want. And then for a whole set, if you've done the transitions, then you can do it for yourself. If the heart is prime, wishing yourself well, may I be safe and happy and healthy and have ease. So you have options. You feel free to explore. That's the progression we explored. And you can do that progression over many sits, over one sit, focus on one part. Okay. See what's right for you. Now I pass it to Diana for sitting. I'm sorry, for walking, and maybe you can mention standing too. Today's the second day.
I was hoping to. Oh, here we go. Okay. So with walking meditation with metta, there's a way in which we can combine our steps with the phrases. So as Nikki was offering, we're going to introduce the phrases and the categories, and we're starting with the category of the dear being, a lovable being. So it can be very simply, like maybe there's a sense of that they're accompanying you, they're with you, maybe beside you. Maybe you're holding hands, or if this is a kitten or a puppy or a baby, maybe you're holding the dear being. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then you maybe stop at the end of a phrase. Those are the four. If it feels comfortable to stop at the end of those four phrases, get embodied again, just in case you are getting a little unembodied. And then turn around. So this can be a little complicated to have phrases and steps. So just make it easy. Make it easy. This doesn't have to be too complicated. So in this way, just, have some ease in the body and this sense of connection, maybe a heart connection with the dear being. May you be, yes, I can walk. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And as Nikki also said, there's a way in which with the lovable being, you can imagine that they are sending metta to you. And in that case, it's whatever feels the most comfortable. It could be their voice that's sending it to you. May you be happy or safe. And you, the word you, represents yourself. Or it can I be safe? Can I be happy? Keep this as simple as possible. It's easy to get complicated and tangled up, at least in this mind. Like, wait, who's doing what? Who's you? And stuff like this. So just keep it simple, whatever feels natural. And then as Nikki said, to also do, we can do a standing meditation is a posture in addition to sitting, walking, lying down. And it's the same posture as you'd imagine. Some people like to, if possible, this isn't possible everywhere, to sometimes put your hand on something so that you can feel steady. You don't have to like support yourself. And often the eyes are just down at a 45 degree angle, just to help us with balance. Whatever feels comfortable again. If it feels comfortable just to stand with your eyes closed, then you can do it this way and be saying the phrases that way. Nikki, is there anything you'd like to add?
Thanks, Diana. Maybe given that today is the swamps, we have this technical term, there might be sleepiness today, maybe. There tends to be sleepiness on the second day. Standing meditation can be very helpful in the hall. Feel free to stand at any time, wherever you are, especially if you're in the front. You standing up encourages other people who might be nodding off, oh yeah, I can stand. Okay, so one more thing I want to say is there was a question about journaling during this retreat. And for this meditation retreat, for this retreat, our invitation, our encouragement is not to journal, because journaling is a great practice, fantastic. I love journaling. It's a different practice. And it can get the discursive mind going, whereas here we're trying to calm the discursive mind to have different insights. However, it could be helpful to put down a few bullet points if, like, there's so many thoughts coming, like, I don't want to forget this insight. Okay, write a couple of bullet points, not 5 pages, but a few bullet points of, oh yeah, let's remember this for later. That is skillful. You're welcome to do that. Okay. Anything else? All right, great. Beautiful. Yay. Enjoy your day of practice. Even if it's challenging, even if it's hard, enjoy that too. It's such a blessing to be here, to be at IRC at this time, and to have the chance to practice. Wow. What a gift. May you be well.